A new twist in the process to get Bibles in classrooms. Toll rates for the state's turnpikes are going up. And there is one less place to go for country music and dancing. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, November 8th. I'm Deborah Ashar. According to reporting from nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Watch, the State Department of Education is canceling its bid request for classroom Bibles. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports State Superintendent Ryan Walters calls the reporting fake news.
The department closed the bidding process last month for 55,000 Bibles for public school classrooms, following controversy over whether the state's bidding framework was tailored to Bibles endorsed by President-elect Donald Trump. On Thursday, vendors were notified the solicitation for bids was canceled. OSDE Communications Director Dan Isett tells Oklahoma Watch he was too busy for a call to explain why, but says in a statement the department would issue a new proposal. The news outlet contacted one of the vendors whose bid significantly undercut the $3 million allocation, who says the department owes him an explanation. Walters took to social media in response, calling the publication a liberal rag, promising there would be Bibles in classrooms, quote, regardless of what lies are pushed by leftist media, and said a big announcement was coming. He did not provide evidence of any inaccuracies in the reporting. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Drivers who use the state's turnpikes can expect to pay more soon. KGOU's Nick Daniels has more on what's behind the toll increase.
The Turnpike Authority says the cost for improvement projects have gone up considerably due to inflation, and that will result in higher than anticipated tolls. The 15-year access plan, which includes widening turnpikes and building new routes, was originally slated to cost $5 billion. Now it's to the tune of $8.2 billion. Toll hikes are expected soon for Pike Pass customers following recent increases for plate pay customers who are billed by mail. Meanwhile, Oklahoma's transition to cashless turnpikes will conclude later this month. The Will Rogers Turnpike is set to be the last toll road to convert to cashless on November 20th. I'm McDaniels.
The state is opening a new Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives within the Department of Human Services. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more on what the office will do.
Governor Kevin Stitt announced the new office at the state capitol.
I love President Ronald Reagan's quote when he said, you know, government is not the solution. So the Office of Faith-Based Initiative is not meant to be another government program.
The government office will connect churches and nonprofit organizations with state agencies to coordinate social services. Democratic State Representative A.J. Pittman of Oklahoma City co-sponsored a bill that would have created this office through the legislature. The bill didn't get a vote in the full Senate, but it inspired the creation of the office anyway. She says it's not a violation of the separation of church and state, merely a collaboration.
This is just good government. And we know that the churches already have the infrastructure, they already have the resources, and they already have the relationships.
Government officials say the office's focuses are family, fatherhood, food security, and foster care. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A longtime country music venue and dance hall in western Oklahoma has closed. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ryan LaCroix reports.
JC Cowboys in Weatherford suddenly canceled its upcoming concerts last week with a brief one-sentence notification on its website. No reason was given for the closure. The 10,000-square-foot venue first opened in 1982 and operated until 2016. After sitting vacant for 4 years, the most recent ownership took over in 2020. Throughout the years, JC Cowboys hosted concerts by touring and local bands alike, including acts like American Aquarium, Caitlin Butts, Shane Smith and the Saints, and more. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.